Any good morning. Happy Friday. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. Prep scores from yesterday. Let's start with boys and girls cross country. Big meet when it comes to a number of teams was held at St. Olaf College in Northfield yesterday. On the girls' side, Minnetonka took first, Wayzata second, St. Michael Albertville in third place. Albert Lea, their team was incomplete. J.I. Malagaya, she led the Tigers. She finished in 99th place. Boys' side, Wayzata took first, Minneapolis Southwest second, Minnetonka third. Albert Lea took 28th place out of 37 teams. They're led by Gavin Hinkey. He came in 41st place. Volleyball last night. Truman, Martin Luther, Grenada, Huntley, East Chain. They beat USC 3-0, 25-19, 25-22, and 25-14. Rebels are 0-1. They travel to Medelia on Tuesday. Well, the 13th ranked team in Class 2A in the state of Iowa, they're still unbeaten. We're talking about Lake Mills. They get by Bishop Garrigan 3-0, 25-22, 26-24, 25-20. Bulldogs now 3-0 in the season. They're going to head to Algona for a tournament that's coming up tomorrow. Northwood Kenza gets their first win in volleyball. They beat West Fork in a good one, 3-2, 25-17, 14-25, 18-25. They come back and win the final two sets, 25-18 and 15-12. Vikings now 1-6 on the season. They head to Rockford on Tuesday. In girls tennis, Rochester Century beats Albert Lea 7-0. Tigers drop to 0-4. They're going to host Waseca on Tuesday. Girls tennis, USC at Sibley East. That matchup was postponed due to the weather. Girls swimming and diving. Albert Lea kicked off their season last night. They get beat by Austin 86-79. Tigers will host Owatonna on Thursday. In girls soccer, Owatonna shuts out Albert Lea 5-0. Tigers drop to 0-2 on the season. They head to Stewartville on Tuesday. Football takes center stage tonight. Let's go through your prep calendar. Albert Lea heads to Faribault at 7 o'clock, all the action, the Tigers and the Falcons, right here on Kate Radio. Pregame around 6:50, we'll have your kickoff at 7. Other football games, everything starting at 7. USC is going to host St. Clair, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. They're at home against Canyon Wanamingo. Alden Conger, Glenville, Emmons, they head to Winona. They'll take on Cotter. Lake Mills at Central Springs. And Northwood Kensett, they're at Harris Lake Park. Boys soccer tonight, if you're looking for something to watch in town, boys soccer, Albert Lea is going to host Owatonna. That starts at 7. And in girls cross country, USC, Alden Conger, they compete in a meet at the Mountain Lake Golf Course. That will start at 10 this morning. And a couple of events coming up tomorrow on your Saturday. Albert Lea and Glenville Emmons will compete in a volleyball tournament in Rochester. That starts at 8. And Lake Mills, like we mentioned earlier, they will compete in a tournament at Algona. That starts at 9 tomorrow. Well, the Minnesota Golden Gopher football team trying to pick up that upset against fourth-ranked Ohio State. Gave up way too many big plays last night. C.J. Stroud passed for 294 yards and 4 touchdowns in his debut as the Ohio State starter. Gophers gave the Buckeyes a battle, but they lose by 14, 45-31. The Minnesota Vikings have switched specialists again right before the regular season. Now they signed former Pittsburgh punter Jordan Berry and released punter Britton Colquitt. Now the Vikings also signed quarterback Sean Mannion to the practice squad for another backup option to Kirk Cousins. Now Mannion was released by Seattle this week. He was the number two quarterback behind Cousins for Minnesota in each of the last two seasons. Kayla McBride scored 17. Sylvia Falls had 15 points and 17 rebounds. The Minnesota Lynx, they beat the Los Angeles Sparks 66-57. Baseball scores from yesterday. Andrew McCutchen drove in 4 runs. Philadelphia, the Phillies erased a 6-run deficit as they beat the Washington Nationals 7-6. They pick up a 3-game sweep. Cubbies beat the Pirates 6-5. They've won 3 in a row. Jed Lowry hit a 3-run homer in the first inning for the first of Oakland's 8 2-out runs against Matt Manning as the Athletics. They beat the Tigers 8-6. Eduardo Rodriguez pitched 4-hit ball into the 7th inning. Boston, the Red Sox beat Tampa Bay 4-0 for a split of their 4-game series with the AL East leading Rays. Pinch hitter Dominic Smith broke a 7th inning tie with an RBI single, and the Mets, they pick up their 5th straight win. They beat the Marlins 4-3. Adam Duvall hit a 2-run homer in Atlanta's 3-run 5th inning, and the Braves overcame a grand slam by Charlie Blackmon as they beat the Colorado Rockies 6-5. Tristan McKenzie limited Kansas City to a run and 2 hits over 6 innings. Cleveland, they double up the Royals 4-2. The New York Mets have placed acting general manager Zach Scott on paid administrative leave following his arrest on charges of driving while intoxicated. An electronic court record shows that Scott was released without bail after pleading not guilty Thursday to driving while intoxicated and some traffic violations. Now he's due back in White Plains City Court on October 7th. Scott was arrested on a DUI charge early Tuesday in suburban White Plains, New York, hours after he attended a fundraiser at team owner Steve Cohen's house. The Mets said they placed Scott on paid leave until further notice, and that team president Sandy Alderson will resume, or assume, I should say, Scott's responsibilities. Top 25 college football last night. Charlie Brewer threw for 233 yards and two touchdowns in his Utah debut. As a number 24 Utes, they beat Weber State 40-17. Darian Butler had two interceptions. Number 25 Arizona State used its punishing run game as they beat Southern Utah 41-14. Grayson McCall threw for 262 yards and a touchdown. Number 22 Coastal Carolina scored on its first seven possessions as they beat the Citadel 52-14. And also on sports, the Buffalo Sabres have re-signed center Casey Mittelstadt to a three-year, $7.5 million contract. The 22-year-old from Minnesota overcame early career inconsistencies to finish third on the Sabres with 10 goals and fourth with 22 points in just 41 games last season. And that's Check of Sports here on Elbert Lee Radio. Again, Tiger football coming your way tonight. If you can't make the trip to Faribault, we got you covered. Pre-game at 6:50, kickoff at 7, Tigers and Falcons. Friday Night Football is back. For the Americana Insurance Press Box, for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.